is for Evidence, by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1988 by Sue Grafton. This recording of the full-length reading of E is for Evidence was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Incorporated and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. It was Monday, December 27th, and I was sitting in my office trying to get a fix on the mood I was in, which was bad, 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 comprised of equal parts irritation and uneasiness. The irritation was generated by a bank notice I just received, one of those windowed numbers with the yellow carbon showing through. At first I assumed I was overdrawn, but what I pulled out was a slip dated Friday, December 24th, showing a $5,000 deposit to my checking account. "What the hell is this?" I said. The account number was correct, but the deposit wasn't mine. In my experience, banks are the least helpful institutions on earth, and the notion of having to stop what I was doing to straighten out an error was nearly more than I could bear. I tossed the notice aside, trying to reclaim my concentration. I was getting ready to write up the preliminary report on an insurance case I'd been asked to look into, and Darcy, the secretary at California Fidelity, had just buzzed to say that Mac wanted the file on his desk right away. Mentally, I'd come up with a tart suggestion about what she could do with herself, but I'd kept my mouth shut, showing, I thought, admirable restraint. I turned back to my portable Smith Corona, inserting the proper form for a property insurance loss register. My nimble fingers were poised to type while I reviewed my notes.